This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on 13th of July, that's Monday. Well, it was a volatile trade, but bulls managed to remain in control of D Street, helped by gains in Reliance Industries, which hit a fresh record high and surpassed the market capitalization of 12 lakh crores. Now, selling in financials weighed on sentiment and should be taken as a sign of caution. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Now, the Sensex rallied by nearly 100 points, while the Nifty 50 did reclaim 10,800 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then the Sensex rose 99 points to close at 36,693, while the Nifty 50 rose 34 points to close at 10,802. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in energy, telecom, IT, metals and FMCG stocks, while profit-taking was visible in realty, finance, banks and power stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.05%, while S&P BSE small cap index ended 0.15% lower. So, mixed performance was seen on the broader markets front. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like RIL, Hindalco Industries, HCL Technologies and Tech Mahindra, while top Nifty losers include names like Power Grid, HDFC, HDFC Bank and Bajaj Finance. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the energy index rose 2.4%, followed by the telecom index that was up 1.9%, and the IT index gained 1.5%. Selling pressure was seen in the realty index that was down 1.5%, followed by the finance index that was down 1.4%, and the BankEx was down by 1.3%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like ACC, Tech Mahindra, NTPC, Bhav Forge, and Indiabulls Housing Finance. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Indiabulls Housing Finance, Mindtree, and Bharat Forge, while short buildup was seen in stocks like SAIL, Biocon, and Canara Bank. Now, more than 120 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like Dixon Technologies, Britannia Industries, L&T Infotech, RIL, as well as Dr. Lal. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in news, which were in focus, in fact, based on the news flow. Well, RIL stock price jumped over 3%, hitting a fresh record high after Qualcomm Ventures has committed to invest up to 730 crores in Jio platform at an equity value of 4.91 lakh crores. Now, Infosys stock price gained almost 2% after the company, along with Old National Bancorp, announced a strategic partnership. Avenue Supermart's share price was down over 4% after the company reported an 87.6% fall in the June quarter earnings. Yes Bank stock tumbled 13% after reports suggested that Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is SEBI, may look into large amount of share transactions of the bank under the security lending and borrowing mechanism. HDFC Bank share price was down 2% after sources said that the bank is conducting probe in alleged improper practices in vehicle finance business. Sadbhav Engineering stock jumped 5% after the foreign brokerage firm, that is CLSA, gave a buy call on the stock with a target of 120 per share. Lakshmi Vilas Bank share price jumped 5% after the bank made operating profit at 70 crores, helped by a rise in net interest income in line with fallen interest rates. Let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. While Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts, it found resistance again near 200 days moving average, but managed to close above 5 days exponential moving average. Now, the index has been consolidating in the range of 10,680 to 10,850 zone in the entire week just gone by. And now follow-up is something which is missing even after surpassing above 10,850. Now, traders should continue to deploy a buy on decline strategy. Now, Nifty has to continue to hold above 10,700 to extend its up move towards 11,000 levels, while key support exists at 10,650 and 10,550 levels. Now, on the options front, maximum put open interest is placed at 10,000 followed by 9,000, while maximum call open interest is placed at 11,500 followed by 11,000 level. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.